KCH 910 AM, W245 CT Hayward, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. Hurricane Milton's now a Category 5 storm. It's expected to make landfall late Wednesday or early Thursday in the Tampa area. Record storm surge is expected, and ABC meteorologist Kenton Jawicki says,
we need a new vocabulary for unprecedented, for never seen before, because it keeps happening. But that's what we're going to be talking about with this one all week.
And public safety officials urging people to heed evacuation orders. The FEMA administrator is going to leave North Carolina today for Florida. The agency says she'll continue to lead the response for Helene. Israel's marking the anniversary of the October 7th attacks. There are also ceremonies in the U.S. President Biden hosted a candle lighting at the White House. First day of the new term for the Supreme Court, and the justices upheld the decision that bans emergency abortions in Texas. And Chicago's mayor has appointed a new school board after the entire 7-member board resigned Friday in a control dispute. This is ABC News.
I'm James Kelly with WBZH News. Your news roundup in quick podcast form. Find it anytime on the WBZH website at buzzofthenorth.com.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Donald Trump in Juneau yesterday. It's his fourth campaign event in Wisconsin in 8 days. Republicans are said to be concerned about the enthusiasm and turnout machine behind Kamala Harris.
They say that Wisconsin is probably the toughest of the swing states to win. I don't think so at all.
Wisconsin has been decided by less than 1 percentage point in 4 of the last 6 presidential elections. The latest Marquette poll has Harris with a 4-point lead. A new study finds Wisconsin's election system is more secure than other swing states. The nonprofit political research group Informing Democracy finds guidance from the Wisconsin Elections Commission leaves little room for local clerks to deviate from how they can do their work. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Here's what you need to know closer to home.
For WBZH News, I'm James Kelly. A Wisconsin man was taken to the hospital in critical condition following a standoff with police in the village of Exeland. According to the Sawyer County Sheriff's Office, deputies responded to a disturbance with a firearm at around 7 p.m. on Thursday. When they arrived, a standoff began with the suspect, 42-year-old Jason Arnold. After hours of negotiation, Arnold shot at SWAT vehicles on scene before authorities deployed a chemical agent at around 5 a.m. Arnold then came out of the house with a self-inflicted gunshot wound. A Burnett County deputy has received the life-saving award for his quick response to save a choking child. According to the Burnett County Sheriff's Office, Deputy Noah Barker responded to a 7-month-old child that was choking and managed to pull a large piece of plastic from the baby's throat. The baby resumed breathing normally immediately after. In a letter of commendation, Sheriff Tracy Finch praised Deputy Barker's quick, calm response and the use of his training to save the child from serious injury or worse. And that's what you need to know. For WBZH News, I'm James Kelly.
The Packers beat the Rams. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Packers with a 24-19 win over the Rams in L.A. Jordan Love with 2 touchdown passes in the second half to take the lead.
We leave a lot of plays out there, and then we make some really good plays as well. So, I think it just comes down to consistent execution.
The Packers improved to 3-2 and host the Cardinals on Sunday. The Rams head into the bye with a disappointing 1-4 record. Quarterback Matthew Stafford.
I thought our defense did a great job stepping up in the second half and made some plays. To get us chances to get the ball back late in the game. We just didn't do quite enough with it.
College football, the Badgers with a decisive win over Purdue, 52-6 over the weekend. Up next, they play Rutgers. Luke Fickle on what he saw from running back Darian Dupree.
That right there, you kind of see like, oh, there's 2 guys on him, and he's pretty close to breaking that thing clean open. I think that it's pretty bright in that room with some of those guys.
That's Wisconsin Badgers head coach Luke Fickle. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
Sunny, crisp, and cool today with high temperatures in the mid-60s. We're still in a high fire danger as winds whip out of the northwest. Avoid burning and don't toss your cigarette butts. We get chilly again tonight with widespread frost expected as we fall below freezing to the low 30s. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Right now, it's 55 degrees.
Matt Nair on air.
The vice presidential debate. Mike from Kenosha is on the line.
Isn't it the whole purpose of a debate to be on television for the public benefit? The narrative, questions, fact-checking, it's inconsistent at best.
You're absolutely right, Mike. Mainstream media is bailing massively by trying to both sides everything and sane wash everything.
Matt Nair on air. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Nightlight with Pete Schwalbe.
She is performing in Wisconsin early next month down in Baraboo. Charo, what is the secret? Is it the music? Is it the dancing? Are your shows what keep you young?
Yes, I will never get old while music is alive.
Yeah.
You got to move it, move it. I have ants in my pants. I had to move. Pete, I had to move.
Nightlight with Pete Schwalbe. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Dom Selvia.
Next time, Mr. Ethics, Gen Xer, and Gemini Scott Ross joins me. Plus, who is really diverting money from FEMA? Tune in.
The Dom Selvia Show, weekdays 4 till 6.
You're listening to The Buzz of the North, WBZH, Hayward's home for Matt Nair on air.
Live from the Civic Media World Headquarters in Madison, Wisconsin, it's the Todd Albaugh Show. And now, pursuing truth wherever it may lead, here's your host, Todd Albaugh.
Across Wisconsin on the Civic Media Radio Network and streaming worldwide on the Civic Media app. Good afternoon, everybody. I'm Todd Albaugh, along with the outstanding Mr. Aaron Zommers on the board. It is 6 past the hour of 12 noon on this Monday, October 7th, 2024. It is a great day to be a Wisconsinite, Mr. Zommers, after a big relief as far as Wisconsin sports goes. The Badgers pounded on Purdue. My sister and I were there at the game. We wore our Brady Ewing jerseys, and we broke the two-game losing streak.
Finally. Finally.
I don't think we had anything to do with it, but we did our part. We were there. And then on Sunday, of course, yesterday, that's why I still have my Packer polo shirt on. Packers get a big win out in Los Angeles over the Rams. It was right down to the last couple of minutes, but the Packers pulled it out. So after the Brewers had an early exit last week from the playoffs, the Badgers and the Packers did their part to help us to get some relief. And I have a confession to make right up here on the front of the show. I am wearing my Just, have been outside, the story of the 1982 Milwaukee Brewers, kind of the rubber bracelet thing that are popular now. And I have planned on going to the movie over the weekend, but it just, several things happened. Yesterday, we ended up having our kind of impromptu yearly family reunion with mom and my sister, her family, who came down from Eau Claire. And then we all met at the old Oakwood Fruit Farm out in Richland County. And let me tell you, it was spectacular. A beautiful day. The Lewis family, the Elvin family, all those folks out there, they are longtime sponsors of WRCO, WRCE, and Richland Center. And we're working on doing a show out there, hopefully, to talk about orchards and give people some knowledge. But we were out at the orchard all day afternoon before the Packer game, so I did not have a chance yet. Hoping to go tonight or tomorrow once again. And remember, you can see this great movie on several new theaters simply by going to Just a Bit Outside, themovie.com, or also marcustheaters.com. It's expanding to new theaters here this last weekend. Hopefully with good attendance, it will be around for week 5. But again, great movie, great story, the Brewers from 1982, Just a Bit Outside. So that was my weekend, Zommers. Do you have a good weekend as well?
Yeah, I got to hang out with some friends, played a card game that we're probably going to use for this week's game of the week.
Nice.
A lot of good stuff. I mean, nothing too crazy, though.
Yeah. Well, it's a beautiful day. Going to be another great fall week. A little cooler today in the 60s, although in the control room and in the studio, I mean, I'm just sweating.
It's so hot in here, and I don't know why.
Well, I think that the sun comes in the lovely window looking out onto State Street here. I'm not complaining about that. But the HVAC system here leaves a little something to be desired.
I think it doesn't help that we put extra insulation in the ceiling for soundproofing.
Maybe that's it.
But it's again, like shredded denim up there above the
shredded denim.
That's what it is above the ceiling tiles.
That reminds me of a lot of people I saw at the Badger game this weekend.
Yeah, that tracks.
Kids wearing shredded denim. I mean, don't these poor kids, aren't they able to buy clothes? And then I find out, no, that's the way they're made.
Yeah, that's the way they've been made for a long time.
It looks like they've gone to war with a lion, you understand? All the shredded denim. Anyway, first world problems for Todd and Zommers. Coming up on the show today, coming up in hour two, we sat down on Friday and talked to former Iowa governor and now U.S. Secretary of Agriculture, Tom Vilsack, was in town for the World Dairy Expo here in Madison. And we had about 10 minutes to sit down a little bit, talk about the election. He was acting in his non-government official role. And so we sat down and talked a little politics with Secretary Vilsack. We'll bring you that interview in hour number two. Looking forward to that. Also going to talk a little bit about Vice President Kamala Harris making more media rounds, including tonight on 60 Minutes, also the podcast. Bring you some cuts of that. The Trumpster was in Wisconsin over the weekend. We'll bring you a cut of that. But I want to begin today on this Monday, October 7th, 2024, with a word about the historic nature of today. And by the way, Zommers, I just want to, this is real-time radio. Are you getting that ring? That
can you
feedback?
Switch to that, Mike?
All right. We're having some time. I apologize, folks. Having some technical difficulties
here. Yeah, it happens sometimes. Studios.
So hang on 1 second. Turn that one off. Oh, listen to that.
That one sounds nice and normal.
That one sounds a lot better in my ear. Hopefully it is better for you at home as well. All right. So I want to begin the show here with a remembrance. Today happens to be the one-year anniversary of the tragedy.
No, it doesn't sound better.
Yeah, no, it sounds slightly better in my headset, but.
Anyway, we'll continue.
Yeah, I apologize, folks. Just one of those things. We're working on it, and we will we'll bring you hopefully better audio as this show progresses. But in any case, today marks the one-year anniversary since the deadliest attack in Israel's history, a Hamas-led raid that shattered its sense of security and has since spiraled into wars on two fronts with no end in sight. Hamas marked the anniversary of its October 7th, 2023 attack by firing a barrage of rockets at Tel Aviv in Israel, underscoring its resilience after a year of war and devastation in Gaza. Lebanon's Hezbollah, which began firing rockets at Israel on October 8th in support of its ally Hamas, fired new barrages despite its recent losses. This has been going on for a year. And that, by the way, that little reporting there from the Associated Press. We have talked about it somewhat on this program. It is something that's important. Also, it's something that's happening, you know, halfway around the world. And so, but I think what's important, and we talked to Jewish Wisconsinites about, you know, about a year ago when this happened here on this program. The United States is a staunch ally of Israel. And has been for many, many, many years. I stand with our allies, whether it's Israel or anybody else around the world. And I want to give just a moment of remembrance to all of those who were killed in that deadly attack in Israel by Hamas, which is, again, a terrorist organization. Hamas and Hezbollah are recognized by the United States State Department as terrorist organizations. They were declared that while Bill Clinton, a Democrat, was president. So I'll be clear, Hamas and Hezbollah are terrorist organizations. And there were people just attending concerts in Israel. There were people going about their daily business who were beaten, and that was the least of it, who were raped, who were slaughtered just by going about their daily business. It was akin to what happened to the United States on 9/11. And so I think it's important to stop and remember this, what happened. And yes, since then, there has been an ongoing war with Gaza and with Hamas and Israel. And certainly my heart goes out to all the innocent lives lost in Gaza over the last year as well, and the Palestinian people. I think it's important just to stop and remember our allies at this very important time. And also who is doing that is Vice President Kamala Harris. Because of the, I believe it was the American Music Awards that were on CBS last night, 60 Minutes got pushed to tonight. And tonight, correspondent Bill Whitaker, the great Bill Whitaker of 60 Minutes, will sit down at 7 o'clock with Vice President Kamala Harris in a wide-ranging interview. Donald Trump was also invited and originally accepted an invitation to sit down with Scott Pelley, another great news person at CBS. He has since pulled out, withdrawn, says he's not going to do that interview. CBS is maintaining that invitation open if Trump wants to come on. Ahead of tonight's CBS 60 Minutes interview with Vice President Harris, they released this one clip, this one portion of Bill Whitaker talking to Vice President Harris on this very issue on the anniversary of the attack on Israel.
We supply Israel with billions of dollars in military aid. Mm-hmm. And yet Prime Minister Netanyahu seems to be charting his own course. The Biden-Harris administration has pressed him to agree to a ceasefire. He's resisted. You urged him not to go into Lebanon. He went in anyway. He has promised to make Iran pay for the missile attack, and that has the potential of expanding the war. Does the U.S. have no sway over Prime Minister Netanyahu?
The aid that we have given Israel allowed Israel to defend itself against 200 ballistic missiles that were just meant to attack the Israelis and the people of Israel. And when we think about the threat that Hamas, Hezbollah presents, Iran, I think that it is, without any question, our imperative to do what we can to allow Israel to defend itself against those kinds of attacks. Now, the work that we do diplomatically with the leadership of Israel is an ongoing pursuit around making clear our principles, which include the need for humanitarian aid, the need for this war to end, the need for a deal to be done which would release the hostages and create a ceasefire. And we're not going to stop in terms of putting that pressure on Israel and in the region, including Arab leaders.
But it seems that Prime Minister Netanyahu is not listening.
Well, Bill, the work that we have done has resulted in a number of movements in that region by Israel that were very much prompted by or a result of many things, including our advocacy for what needs to happen in the region.
Do we have a real close ally in Prime Minister Netanyahu?
I think, with all due respect, the better question is, do we have an important alliance between the American people and the Israeli people? And the answer to that question is yes.
Vice President Kamala Harris on 60 Minutes with interviewer, reporter Bill Whitaker. The entire interview will air tonight beginning at 7 o'clock Wisconsin time on the CBS network, also on Paramount+. We'll have more clips of this interview tomorrow on the show, but I would encourage everyone to watch again 7 o'clock tonight on CBS on your local network affiliate, 60 Minutes, Vice President Harris with Bill Whitaker. And again, Donald Trump pulled out of an accepted invitation from Scott Pelley on CBS to be on the network as well. That invitation remains open. I thought the vice president handled herself admirably. I could not agree more with everything she said there. And I think she put it exactly right. It's not about our relationship as a country with Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu. It is about the relationship between the United States of America, the people, and the Israelis. And there is no daylight there. The United States of America, in a bipartisan fashion, stands with the people of Israel in this struggle. We will come back. We will turn a page, talk about things closer to home, including the vice president going on a podcast called Caller Daddy. Zomers will explain because he knows about this podcast. And I think this was great because Harris was at ease. No talking notes, just talking like herself. We'll come back and play it for you. It's the All Ball Show on Civic Media.
You're listening to The Buzz of the North, 910 AM WBZH.
If you're living with dry age-related macular degeneration or dry AMD, you may be at risk for developing geographic atrophy or GA. GA can be unpredictable and progress rapidly, leading to irreversible vision loss. Now there's something you can do to
slow it down and get it going slower.
Izervay is proven to slow GA progression.
Izervay. IZERVAY gets GA going slower.
IZERVAY or Avastin Captid Pagel is a prescription eye injection used to treat GA. Don't take it if you have an infection or active swelling in or around your eye. IZERVAY can cause eye infection, retinal detachment, or increased risk of wet AMD. IZERVAY may temporarily increase eye pressure. Your vision may be impaired after an eye injection or exam. Don't delay. Ask your doctor about IZERVAY today.
IZERVAY gets GA going slower.
Visit IZERVAY.com. That's IZERVAY.com.
Farmers in Wisconsin have always been ahead of the times, and it's no different in the mid-1800s. George Esterly was running a large wheat farm outside of Whitewater, but reaping his crop by hand was back-breaking work. Esterly invented a mechanical harvesting machine and used it in his own fields in 1844. He then won a Chicago Mechanics Gold Medal 4 years later. But was he the first in the country to build a harvesting machine? The answer is coming up. Esterly followed up his win by opening a factory in the Whitewater area, building the harvesting machines and eventually other farm equipment too. By the 1880s, 500 people worked there. So was Esterly the first in the country to build a new mechanical harvesting machine? Yes, this man's early farm invention lives on as a remarkable slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr.
You're listening to the Buzz of the North, WBZH, Hayward's home for Nightlight with Peach Wabba.
Wherever it may lead, and having fun doing it. Welcome back to the Tunnel Ball Show on the Civic Media Radio Network. Glad to have you along on a Monday, October 7th, 2024, 21 now, past the hour of 12 noon on this very fall-like, feels like fall, finally. Leaves, I was out in Richland County this weekend. Leaves starting to turn there, but most of Wisconsin, far northeast, I guess. Leaves turning there, but much of Wisconsin, things are still pretty green. Seems weird to be at the 7th of October and still seeing lots of green on the trees, but such is life. Coming up in hour two, going to talk to former governor of Iowa, now the U.S. Secretary of Agriculture, Tom Vilsack. Coming up in hour number two. Right now, though, I want to talk about Vice President Harris, again, making lots of media rounds. She's on CBS's 60 Minutes tonight with Bill Whitaker at 7 p.m. Over the weekend, she was on a podcast called Call Her Daddy. Now, Mr. Zomers, I've heard of this. You're much more in tune to podcasts than I am. Tell us a little bit about Call Her Daddy, who it is and what it is.
So this podcast was started by Alex Cooper, the current host. I believe there were some other people involved. It's had, different co-hosts, but she's been there the whole time. And it has been, at times, the second most popular podcast behind the Joe Rogan Experience.
Really? Wow.
I don't know where it sits now.
Yeah.
But basically, it is a non-political podcast until now, but it's that's still not what it is. So it's a non-political podcast that focuses mostly on women and women's issues and empowering them. And that's where the name comes from, that, like, you know, the whole calling someone daddy in a relationship as they're your authority figure. It's like, right. No, call her daddy. She can be in control is nice. What the name means.
I like that. Thank you for the explanation.
Yep.
So they don't normally do a lot of heavy politics, but I mean,
they do none, essentially.
If you get the vice president of the United States that wants to come on, who is the nominee for president,
you say yes
to that. So thank you very much for that explanation. So vice president, it was a very informal setting. They were just sitting there at a couple of chairs, a couple of microphones. So here now is the vice president, Kamala Harris, on the podcast, Call Her Daddy, talking not just about correcting the lies from Trump world on abortion, but also just putting it out there of what's at stake. Here's Kamala Harris on Call Her Daddy.
I do want to clarify something. In the debate, former President Trump claimed that some states are executing babies after birth. Can you just clarify?
That is not happening anywhere in the United States. It is not happening, and it's a lie. It's a bold-faced lie that he is suggesting that, can you imagine? Can you imagine? He is suggesting
that women in their ninth month of pregnancy are electing to have an abortion? Are you kidding? That is so outrageously inaccurate, and it's so insulting to suggest that that would be happening and that women would be doing that. It's not happening anywhere. This guy is full of lies. I mean, I just have to be very candid with you. You know, so in my career, from the time I got out of law school through most of my career as a prosecutor, I understood that the words that I spoke and what I did with those words would be the difference between whether somebody was charged with a crime or went to prison, maybe prison for life. When I was attorney general, I was the top law enforcement officer of the biggest state in this country. And I was acutely aware that the words I spoke could be the difference between whether a corporation was in business or out of business, that the words I spoke could move markets. The idea that someone is not only so careless and irresponsible and reckless, but out and out lies to create fear and division in our country and thinks he should be president of the United States standing behind the seal of the president of the United States using the microphone that comes with that and using that voice and those words in such an irresponsible, and that's mild, way. And this is why this election matters.
Vice President Harris on the podcast, Call Her Daddy. Mr. Dahmer, I thought that was a great clip for a lot of different reasons. A, because she set the facts straight. We talked about on this program last week that in the rarest of cases, there are times when women, through absolutely no fault or no choice of their own, get put in a situation where the fetus they're carrying essentially passes away or dies in the womb. And in order to save the life of the mother, that child has to be taken out so that they can A, live, the mother, and B, have the opportunity to have more children if they choose. That, on a legal term, is called a medical abortion. And that's why if you say that you're only going to allow any sort of abortion up until whatever, X number of weeks, that means that a woman who goes to this terrible tragedy later in their pregnancy will die.
Or even if it's not life-threatening, I've read so many stories of it impacting their ability to have children in the future. They lose that ability and right. have pain for the rest of their life because of how things maybe get stitched up.
Exactly. So I'm really glad the vice president clarified that and put it out there factually that no, there are no quote-unquote post-birth abortions happening. Nobody's having a child and then killing it on a table. That's just sick and demented. Not happening. But I think as not more importantly, she goes on there just to speak casually and off the cuff. And do you notice how calm she is? And it's not a bunch of name calling about her opponent. It's just putting out facts and putting out, this is what's at stake here. That's the same sort of demeanor that I saw in person last week in Ripon, Wisconsin, when the vice president was there with former Congresswoman former Republican Liz Cheney, when Cheney endorsed her. It's the same sort of calmness and maturity that former Iowa County Republican Sheriff Steve Michek talked about when he introduced Liz Cheney. Think about it in your lives. If you have a child, or if you're having an argument with a family member or a coworker, not always, but generally speaking, the person who's being the loudest and swearing the most and being the most boisterous is usually the one that's being most defensive because they're the one who did something wrong. The parent is the one that says, okay, you may go sit in a chair in a timeout. Kamala Harris is the mature adult in this election. Going to come back, play you words of the other side, Donald Trump from this weekend. Don't go anywhere.
The Buzz of the North, 910 AM WBZH. This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
Food banks have become an even higher necessity since COVID, but one here in Wisconsin goes the extra mile by buying products from farmers. I'm Ben Jarbo with the Midwest Farm Report, and Michelle Orge, the president of Second Harvest Food Bank of Southern Wisconsin, explains what Second Harvest is and how they help feed people in the community.
Second Harvest Food Bank of Southern Wisconsin is a connector. We work within 16 counties in southwestern Wisconsin. We gather food from a lot of different sources, donated food, we purchase food, and we bring it back to our distribution center that's located in Madison, and then we inspect it, we sort it, we repackage it, and we make it family ready, and then that food goes out to our partners, over 300 partners and programs in our service area, who then provide that food through meal programs, pantries, other programs, mobile pantries.
Michelle Orge explains that currently Second Harvest is not in the funding for Dane County for next year, and they're hoping people will reach out to their county board members to help put them back into the funding for next year. I'm Ben Jarbo with the Midwest Farm Report, and your midday markets are coming up right after this.
Fire up the grills, gather around the table, and build a bigger appetite for pork. Celebrate National Pork Month by making pork the MVP of your tailgate. Every bite of pork you and your family enjoys comes from farmers who take pride in raising a wholesome, high-quality product. Learn more about how farmers are committed to raising animals the right way by visiting WPPA.org. While you're there, check out recipes and where you can source local pork. Brought to you by Wisconsin's Pig Farmers.
Giving back, it's at the heart of the Wisconsin farmer, and it starts with supporting the backbones of our community. That's why the Wisconsin Soybean Marketing Board invests in soy foam for our firefighters. Soy foam TF1122 is the first and only firefighting foam green screen certified at the gold level. As a PFAS-free firefighting foam, it's safe for you and the environment. A safe future for your community. Thanks to your soy checkoff. Learn more at wisoybean.org.
Welcome back. I'm Ben Jarbo with the Midwest Farm Report, and remember to follow along with us on all things agriculture by downloading our app, The Farm. You can download it at thefarmwi.com or by finding it on your app store. Now let's take a look at those midday markets from Chicago. Grain isn't seeing a ton of fluctuation today, as December corn contracts are up 0.75 cents at 425.5, and November soybean contracts are down 2.25 cents at 1035.5. December wheat's seeing a little bit of strength though, up 3.5 at 593.25. Class 3 milk contracts are showing some weakness though, as October contracts are down 5 cents at 22.51 a hundredweight, and November contracts are down 33 cents at 21.06 a hundredweight. For the Midwest Farm Report, I'm Ben Jarbo.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
Sunny, crisp, and cool today with high temperatures in the mid-60s. We're still in a high fire danger as winds whip out of the northwest. Avoid burning and don't toss your cigarette butts. We get chilly again tonight with widespread frost expected as we fall below freezing to the low 30s. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Currently, it's 57.
Don't you wish your life came with a warning app?
Stop. That dog does not want to be petted.
A heads up before something bad happens.
You should not send that text.
Uh-oh. Life doesn't always give you time to change the outcome, but prediabetes does. With early diagnosis and a few healthy changes, you can reverse prediabetes and prevent or delay type 2 diabetes. To learn your risk, take the one-minute test today at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its prediabetes awareness partners.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
Congresswoman Summer Lee.
The American Stability Act doesn't just address the need for raising of the wage. The second thing is that tax reform piece, shifting the burden from the folks who are working class to the not just the 1%, the 0.01% of people who have seen so many benefits in this rigged system, and we have to start to unrig it.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Maggie Dawn.
Next, I'll be talking with Bill Carroll, president of Teamsters Local 344, representing 15,000 Wisconsin workers, about their endorsement of the Harris-Walz ticket.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekday afternoons from 2 till 4.
truth wherever it may lead and having fun doing it. Welcome back to the Tyler Ball Show on the Civic Media Radio Network for a Monday, October 7th, 2024. Aaron Zommer is on the board, 34 minutes past the hour of 12 noon. Todd behind the mic. Glad to have you along another back to school and back to work week here on a beautiful fall start to the week here in Wisconsin. Here's a quote. Fantastic, but one of our great listeners sending it in. Carl Sandburg, quote, "If the facts are against you, are you the law? If the law is against you, argue the facts. If the law and the facts are against you, pound the table and yell like hell," unquote. Carl Sandburg. Fantastic way to start this portion of the show. Over the weekend, Donald J. Trump, former president, now the Republican MAGA nominee for president, came back to Wisconsin, was in Juneau, Wisconsin, not Juneau County, which is different. That's just north of the Wisconsin Dells, Mauston area. This is Juneau, Wisconsin, which is kind of between Madison and Milwaukee, just kind of northwestish or northeastish of Beaver Dam. Happens to be the hometown of former Wisconsin state senator, now United States Congressman Fitzgerald. Fitz, he likes to go by Fitz. People call him Fitz, you understand? Scott Fitzgerald. Well, in 2016 and 2020, Fitz had a cheer. He'd get up there when he introduced Trump and he called it the Trump train. And he'd say, Trump, 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 pants, pants, Trump, 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 pants, pants. And they got frothing at the mouth and he said, we're on the Trump train. Well, guess what? According to the Associated Press's Scott Bauer, who was there in person in Juneau over the weekend, it appears that Scotty Fitzgerald is starting to get off the Trump train. At least he didn't do Trump, 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 Vance, Vance. He did not bring the Trump train because I suppose that would bring light to the fact that there's another caboose. There's a different caboose on the train. You understand?
Right. I think that's what it is. Because, I mean, it even fits, but it's too close.
It's too close. Didn't want to. Pence is off the Trump train. Vance is now on. Fitz is somewhere in between, I guess. Donald Trump coming to Juneau, Wisconsin this weekend. Lots of talk about violence, ginning things up. Who's talking about violence? Donald Trump came to Wisconsin to tell people, you better be careful about publicly saying you're a Harris supporter because it's dangerous. I'm not making this crap up. Here's the cut. Donald Trump in Juneau over the weekend.
Is there anybody here that's going to vote for Lion Kamala? Please raise your hand. Please raise your hand. Actually, I should say, don't raise your hand. It would be very dangerous. We don't want to see anybody get hurt. Please don't raise your hand.
See how he does that? It's not the first time he's done it. That quiet, or not so quiet, dog whistle. Giving people permission for violence if you're not with him. And that's exactly what the vice president was talking about, Harris, in the cut there before the break. That when you have the honor and the opportunity to stand behind the seal of the president or vice president of the United States, and you have this microphone, words matter. Entire markets can change based on what you say. People's actions can change based on what you say. And that's in part what makes Donald Trump so dangerous, as he has no regard for that. Or maybe he does. We heard last week from Liz Cheney when she was not too far from Juneau in Ripon, Wisconsin, as one of two Republicans that sat on the bipartisan January 6th committee, that in fact Donald Trump knew based on testimony from Republicans in the Trump administration and chose not to stop the violence. Said, quote, let them riot, do it, unquote. or maybe it was make them riot, do it, unquote. Donald Trump wants the violence. He wants the chaos. And unlike MAGA Republicans and Donald Trump, former Congressman Liz Cheney and Kamala Harris are calling to change things at the ballot box. That our vote is the most powerful thing, not physical violence. By the way, Brian the Shim Sham Man, the chairman of the Republican Party of Wisconsin, he'll love this one. If you're a Republican in Wisconsin and you're thinking about giving money to RPW, you get a mailer from, you know, Joan Ballweg for state senate or Derek Van Orten or Tim Weed or Brian Stile or from Brian Schimming or anybody, any Republican asking you for money. Well, here's what the top of the ticket Donald Trump says about donating to the Republican Party.
And I'm only asking you to do one thing. We don't even need your money. Keep your money. Just go out and vote. Get everybody and vote.
See?
Go and get them to vote.
Trump says, keep your money. Don't give us your, we don't even need your money.
His lawyers are crapping themselves right now.
Well, I think Schimming's crapping himself.
Also him.
Right. Keep your money if you're a Republican. Trump doesn't want it. He doesn't want your money. And again, to gin things up, and of course, there's, unlike Vice President Harris, who comes to Wisconsin with Liz Cheney and says it's going to take all of us, it's going to take a coalition, we have to come together, we have to put party differences aside in over a country, or put a country over party, rather. And it takes everyone to win and to make a great country and to have American exceptionalism. That's what Harris said. But in Trump world, there is only one solution. Sorry, Zobbers, that's the one promoting, just Trump promotes how to liberate Wisconsin. Only him. Here we go.
An illegal alien released by Kamala Harris was arrested for tying up and blindfolding a 12-year-old. You know this. You read it. It's a big story. A 12-year-old girl in the back of a van and viciously assaulting her in so many ways, sexually. Today, I make you this promise. I will liberate Wisconsin and our entire nation from this mass migration invasion of murderers, child predators, drug dealers, gang members, and thugs. It'll be liberated. It'll liberate.
Only Donald Trump can liberate Wisconsin. And you notice how he sneaks in all the other, you know, anybody who is not white and doesn't look like you is a terrible person, and I'm not going to repeat all those things. And again, Vice President Harris over the weekend, words matter, leadership matters. And here's what I saw this weekend. I had a great weekend for the most part. My sister and I, after the game, we met friends down at Memorial Terrace, my favorite place in Madison, by the lake. And the super cool part is the band was just, UW marching band was just leaving the stadium and marching down to Humanities Building where they have their kind of closing song after all the hard work all day. And we got to march next to them. Not march, walk. We weren't marching, believe me. And so the traffic gets stopped while they cross University Avenue in Johnson. And so there's a little bit of backup. In one car, with their windows down, it appeared, keyword appeared, to be either high school or college guys, four of them, laughing, visibly laughing. And in the car next to them with their windows rolled down was a family. And what's the, I don't want to use the wrong word, Zomers. What's when women of the Muslim faith have the scarf, is hijab? Is that the right word?
I think it's hijab.
Hijab. All right. Thank you. She was wearing that. Muslim, obviously, a family Muslim faith. And these kids were harassing them. And the traffic was stopped because of the band crossing. And at one point, the husband gets out and comes over. And again, I don't know. I couldn't hear the words being said. but the husband either appeared to try to slap the kid. He knocked his hat to one side and then got back in his car. A group of white boys making fun of a Muslim family. Over the weekend, and we've seen this in Wisconsin before, unfortunately, high school football game in Eau Claire. This post from somebody who was there. I am really disgusted to hear that our black and biracial Eau Claire North football players were called, and this is a quote, jigaboos, unquote, by the opposing Stevens Point football team. This kind of disrespect has no place in sports. Let's stand together as a community and support black and biracial players. We've seen this last week, Zomers, with basketball high school in Wisconsin. High school kids from Stevens Point going to Eau Claire and calling black and biracial players a racial slur and thought it was funny. That starts at the top. So when people say, oh, Kamala Harris doesn't know what she's talking about, that's just Trump being Trump. It is giving license and permission for people to bring out the worst in themselves. People ask, what's at stake in this election? And I hear our culture. Well, yes, in many ways that is at stake. But it's not a racial culture. It's an American culture. An American culture that has never been 100% perfect, but we continue to strive towards it until we had Donald Trump as president. A country that is a melting pot. It is a country that, yes, began in a terrible way of slaughtering Native Americans and taking Native lands. Began in a terrible way of enslaving black people, Africans, and bringing them here against their will. But we have tried to continue to do better and be inclusionary. It is a country that treated Irish and Italians terribly and Poles. But little by little, we realize that our diversity is our strength. And that is why, as Reagan said, we are the shining city on a hill that so many people around the world want to come to, because anything is possible in the United States of America if we all work together and work towards a common good. But when you have someone like Donald Trump behind the seal of the president and in the Oval Office, it appeals to the darker angels in our nature, which sadly we all have some of. And it gives license to these things that happen here in Wisconsin. Zomers, we probably don't have time for the Kinzinger cut, do we, before the break here? All right, we'll come back and do that. Because I want to play you this again from a Republican, former Republican, Adam Kinzinger of Illinois, who again was with Liz Cheney on that bipartisan January 6th committee. He knows. And he spoke over the weekend eloquently of where we're at as a country, but also his former party, my former party, the Republican Party, that is now the MAGA party of Donald Trump. And as former Republican Iowa County Sheriff Steve Michuk said last week in introducing Liz Cheney, look, I voted for Trump in 16. I was wrong. Because after January 6th, Michuk said, any law enforcement official cannot vote for Donald Trump in good conscience. What Donald Trump did on January 6th was disqualifying. We'll come back, take your phone calls. Also, listen to what Kinzinger had to say. 855-752-4842. 855-752-4842. You're listening to the Todd Allball Show for a Monday right here on the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to the Buzz of the North, WBZH, Hayward's home for Up North News Radio. This is a community reminder from Buzz of the North. There's a free kids movie each Thursday at the Sherman and Ruth Weiss Community Library located right in Hayward, and that happens Thursday from 10:30 a.m. until 12:30, and this is a weekly event, happens each Thursday. Again, a kids movie at the Sherman and Ruth Weiss Community Library in Hayward each Thursday from 10:30 until 12:30. Community reminder for you from the Buzz of the North.
Looking for a roundup of the day's important headlines in quick podcast format? Search no more. Find it now on the WBZH website at buzzofthenorth.com. Your news just for the Superior area. I'm James Kelly with WBZH News.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
She is performing in Wisconsin. Charo, you might want to end up moving here because you're going to have that great of a time in Baraboo. Let me just ask you this. Do you like cheese?
I love the cheese. I'm going to be eating cheese for 24 hours. Not really. You have a great reputation with the cheese. Wisconsin cheese is very, very famous.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Out here in the middle of all these acres, it can feel like you're the only person on earth. And sometimes, that's how it feels when you're going through tough times. Trouble sleeping, your mind racing. So what do? We get help. There are people in our community who are here for us. Sometimes, just talking to someone can make all the difference in the world. Find more information at loveyourmindtoday.org. That's loveyourmindtoday.org. Brought to you by the Huntsman Mental Health Institute and the Ad Council. Out here in the middle of these acres, it can feel like you're the only person on earth. That's how it feels when you're struggling with your mental health. But you don't have to feel alone. Find more information at loveyourmindtoday.org. Brought to you by the Huntsman Mental Health Institute and the Ad Council.
This is the Buzz of the North, 910 AM WBZH.
Truth wherever it may lead and having fun doing it. Welcome back to the Scott Lovell Show on the Civic Media Radio Network. 9 before the hour of 1 o'clock. Coming up in hour 2, U.S. Secretary of Agriculture Tom Vilsack, former two-term governor of Iowa, joined us on Friday. Give you his thoughts and words for our conversation coming up in hour number 2. Right now, talking about Donald Trump's comments in Wisconsin over the weekend, saying that it is, quote, dangerous to be a Harris supporter, unquote. And seeing this myself, car of white kids making fun of a Muslim family. Now reports over the weekend from the Friday night game in Eau Claire North, fans from Stevens Point. I don't want to generalize, there are lots of great folks in Stevens Point. Happens to be one group of kids, but it happened. Stevens Point kids using racial slurs against black and mixed racial kids in Eau Claire North. Here's what Adam Kinzinger, former Republican of Illinois, sat on the January 6th committee with Liz Cheney and the Democrats. Here's what he had to say over the weekend about his former party, the Republicans.
We see, I know you're supporting Vice President Harris, but we also saw your former House colleague, Liz Cheney, now campaigning with Vice President Harris. She's out there talking about January 6th, talking about democracy. And look, you all as Republicans supporting the Democratic nominee for president, I mean, I've talked to you about it. It's not something you probably thought would come to be in your lifetime. But it is a permission structure for some Republican voters. It can work that way for them. How do you think voters are receiving Liz Cheney out on the trail? Again, something we wouldn't have dreamed of a few years ago with the Democratic nominee.
So, look, if this is kind of the people that are intending to vote for Donald Trump or that could vote for Donald Trump, if you can imagine this, probably this amount over here, these people are dedicated to Trump. They're all in. They're going to vote for him. There's a little bit over here that still have a vestige of this belief that the old Republican Party's coming back. And yeah, maybe Donald Trump's a little weird and he lies and he loves Russia, but the old Republican Party's coming back. My news to those folks is, listen, I get it. I would love the old Republican Party to come back. It's not here right now. And anybody that's in Republican politics, quite honestly, for the most part, have had to make a deal with the devil and lie to continue to stay in. This isn't 2018 anymore. This is now that. And so that's the group we're talking to that are embarrassed by Donald Trump, that really do want the Republican Party to be a responsible center-right leaning movement. Look, I guarantee you, if Donald Trump wins, the party's going to double down into MAGA, and your old party that you miss is truly going to be gone. So that's when Liz Cheney's out there, when I'm out there, Jeff Duncan and others, those are the folks we're talking to give even just a small amount of those to say, yeah, you know what, to save the party, we're going to have to defeat it. And look, even if it goes from like 8% of Republicans voting for Kamala Harris to 9 or 10 in an election as tight as it is, that can make a massive difference.
Yeah. Not going to find a bigger Republican, former Republican or conservative than Adam Kinzinger, veteran, fighter pilot, putting it out there. He's seen all the evidence. The Republican Party as it used to be no longer exists, and it's not going to come back magically. As Kinzinger said, you have to defeat it and start again. 855-752-4842. Let's go to Joe, listening on WMDX in Madison. Joe, thanks for your patience. What's up?
I wanted to respond to the bullying that we've had from our ex-President Trump. He's a guy who's never had to cash a check that his mouth wrote. You know, he's been protected forever. He's a son of a very rich man who's always been protected. So he's not a guy that's had to endure being bullied. He's not a man or woman who'd been raped, for example. This is not his territory. He has no idea. I'd like to hold out. You were talking before about this awful incident where students from Stevens Point were harassing those from Eau Claire. Is that right? Or is it
that is from a report from somebody who was there said, and I don't want to say exactly, I don't know who it was, whether it was players, whether it was students traveling from Stevens Point to Eau Claire for this football game between Stevens Point and Eau Claire North. But there was some group of kids from Stevens Point, not all, but a group that were using racial slurs against black and mixed race players on the Eau Claire North team.
I guess the best way to tackle this is that those kids need to be expelled. It needs to come from on high, that this is absolutely not permissible. And I would remind everyone that one of the things that makes this state great is the legacy of Vince Lombardi. I've said this before, and I'll say it again. Back in the 60s, 67, he comes to Green Bay, little Green Bay, and he tells his players, you are all equal on my team. He recruits black players. That wasn't done by a lot of teams. And he tells, for example, restaurant owners in Green Bay, if you don't serve my African-American players, I'm going to tell my white players not to come to your restaurant. He gets very involved in housing opportunity in Green Bay and across the state. And this comes from his background as a guy who was raised Italian-American in New York, faced enormous discrimination at that time, and had a brother who was gay who also faced discrimination. So what was his response, Vince Lombardi? Did he turn into a bully? No, his measure was inclusion. He told the African-American players, you are part of this team, and that will not be endured. And also he told his gay players, anybody questions your masculinity, they're off the team. I would suggest that that's what makes Wisconsin great, that kind of understanding of inclusion. And if you wanted to have a rejoinder to that, it would be, let's take the African-American and mixed-race players off of Green Bay's current team, and let's see how we were going to do, okay? Mm-hmm. You know, if you can make those comments to players on a team, geez, how do you feel about Jordan Love? I mean, I'm tired of enduring it, and I think a rejoinder to that is to say Vince Lombardi would never have tolerated that sort of behavior, and he's one of our heroes. Thanks a lot, Todd.
Joe, as you always do, you nailed it. Be more like Vince Lombardi, folks, as Joe just said. That's one of the reasons I love Lombardi. It's one of the reasons I love the Packers. Because it's where we can come together. It is a great example. Don't go anywhere. Hour two straight ahead. Tom Vilsack. Also more of your calls. It's the Todd O'Ball Show for Monday right here on the Civic Media Radio Network.
The Buzz of the North, 910 AM WBZH. Jane Matinair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, Earl Ingram Jr. joins us at 10:33. Jim Santel, host of Amicus, a law review at 11. We'll wrap it up with This Shouldn't Be a Thing. Don't miss it.
Matt and Air on air, weekday mornings at 10.
Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow.
Greg Bach and meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Brittany, you ever name any of your vehicles?
I have a Jeep Wrangler right now, and I named it Natural Disaster.
I've been driving Wranglers for forever here.
Right, I'll just see you guys later.
Do you duck anybody?
I've got the duck it bucket in the back.
What
I'm ready to go.
Are you talking about? Hey, where are my Honda Insights at?
Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow. Weekday morning, 6 until 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app. This is the Buzz of the North.
WBZH 910 AM, W245 CT Hayward.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.